You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We are live from Orlando, Florida. And this is your host, Michael. And if you wish to call in, which I hope you do, I'm even going to say the phone number right now, 407-894-1680. See, I remembered, 407-894-1680. And in the studio tonight, I have, I understand, two beautiful women in front of me. That's right. I wish I could see them. But what can I tell you? To the right, my beautiful wife. Lynn Gold, are you there?
Am I?
I hope you are.
I think you are.
I think I am. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the October 8th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And I'm glad to be here. And Chris, glad to have you back.
And to my left, we have the beautiful, very, very smart young lady all the way from Orlando, Florida, Sheila Young.
Good evening, everyone, and I am so happy to be back. It seems like it's been a long time
it
since
does.
I've been here.
This time it does, Sheila.
See, I have two co-hosts tonight, both beautiful women. And behind the scenes, we have Chris Shaw.
Well, you already know. I'm glad to be back.
Belated happy anniversary in person.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. We celebrate all month.
You're welcome.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
You know, I have to tell you something, folks. I guess you all know what happened in Las Vegas. And I think we should take out a few seconds to remember those folks. One thing I have to say about my wife, I always poo-pooed when Lynn always says to me, I don't want to go there. It's too crowded. I don't want to go there. I say, what are you worried about? Well, now I think she's right because now I don't, let's put it this way. I'm listening to her wherever she wants to go because now she likes to stay away from crowds.
Well, I've always liked to stay away from crowds.
Yep. And I'd like to say for a few seconds, about giving them the 58 people. I'm not even saying 59. The ninth was the guy, the idiot, who did all the shooting.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm not counting him.
Okay.
I'm not giving my blessing to an idiot.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm giving
you're
58
right.
blessings.
You are correct,
I'm not giving the ninth, the last one, I'm not giving him his blessing. He's the one that did all the terrible shooting. It's terrible. You know, a lot of the people mention his name. In this show, we would never mention his name. I don't want to give any credit to that idiot. This show, for those people who are just turning in for the first time ever, this show is I guess you would say, the bridge between the blind and the sighted community. If you are sighted, we love you to call in, whether it's trivia or any other time, call in. And for the folks who are visually impaired and blind, you can call in as well. 407-894-1680. If you have anything to say, call in. What do you want,
Lynn? Well, Michael, I'd like to give a special shout-out, and then I know Sheila has some shout-outs. And then from there, we will remember our dear friend Patty Land, who died 2 years ago this past week. And I meant to play the audio last week of Oslo Gonser singing Patty Sparkles, and honestly, I forgot with all the commotion that was going on. So we will play it shortly, but I would like to give a special shout out to our dear friend Betty Shop in Palmyra, New Jersey.
My girl Betty.
And yes. Betty, I assume you're home now.
I hope so.
Recuperating. And Paul told us last night that you were in the hospital, and we are praying for you, and you get better soon. Okay, Betty?
Get better soon,
baby.
We want
to hear your voice on the air very soon.
That's my girl. That's my girl, Betty.
Yeah. All right. Sheila, you said you had some shout outs.
Yes. Sharon's birthday was this week, so Sharon. How do you say her last name?
Giovinazzo.
Happy belated birthday,
that's
Sharon.
Right.
And then we have hopefully two new listeners, Joe McNaught and Ray Malberg. If you're listening, thank you, and hope you'll call in.
Okay. Well, Chris, do you have that audio ready? You want to set it up for us?
Yes,
Sheila?
Ma'am. I got it.
I mean, I basically did, but did you want to add anything, Sheila?
Patty Land. Oh.
What can we say about this young lady?
The
show, it wouldn't have enough minutes in the hour, in the two-hour show to talk about Patty Land. May she rest in peace.
Yeah. She was an awesome woman. I didn't know you could ask me to say anything. She was a longtime member of FCB.
GOCB.
Mid-Florida. Mm-hmm. She actually was president of Mid-Florida before we changed her name. Treasurer of FCB. Had the quickest wit of anyone I think I've ever met. And Osla wrote a beautiful song.
That's right.
Let's hear the song.
It's called Patty Sparkles. She was singing in the Gary's backyard. That's what you hear in the background.
You may have thought she was short and sweet, a demure southern belle. Well, that's her outer shell. But those who knew her felt incomplete until she gave us a quip with her sharp body wit. Said we put the fun in dysfunctional, laughing with the sparkle in her eyes. Patty put the sparkle in our lives. She never missed it in jeopardy, didn't watch it alone, had a friend on the phone. One time when Patty was filled with grief, her friends brought all the right stuff, cat food, vodka, and love. She said, well, that's the sign of a true friend, laughing with the sparkle in her eyes. Patty put the sparkle in our lives. Some people called her Patty Sparkle, for all the sparkled shirt she wore. The inner light that gleamed from Patty would always sparkle so much more. When Killjoy visited, she'd warn friends, called to blow in their ear that a cold breeze was near. Addressing graduates, she once said, your road is personalized like your underwear size. You know she put the fun in our punishment, laughing with the sparkle in her eyes. Patty put the sparkle in our lives. So raise your glass of wine and let's drink a toast,
live, laugh, love, and always enjoy life. Patty Sparkles lived her own advice. Patty Sparkles, here's to you.
We missed you, Patty.
Thank you, Oslo.
It's a beautiful song.
Such an
Oslo,
awesome.
That was a beautiful song. It really was.
She wrote it, and it's a beautiful song.
Oslo is very talented.
Yes, she is.
All right.
Hey, Lynn.
Yes. I have a... What? We're supposed to be in break right now.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming up. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Do you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care? Assisted living or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming, or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, just a phone call away, no long-term contracts, peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
Welcome back. That's it. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. By the way, just so you'll know, if you like this show, you can even write to us and tell us you like it. We got a couple of nice, very nice testimonials.
We got some five-star reviews.
Yes,
we
did. I saw that.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
Thank you to Ron Peck from the Blind Judo Foundation, and thank you for Stephanie Brewer.
Yeah. Very nice testimonials. Very nice. That's if you want to write to us, it's Michael. That's M-I-C-H-A-E-L at Blind, don't forget the and, A-N-D. Whenever you write, you always have to put the and, A-N-D. Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org. That's if you want to write to us. And if you want to look us up, if you miss any shows, you want to listen to the show again, just go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. They're all there. The kids show's there on one side. The adult show's there on the other side. And if you want to call our show, it's 407-894-1680.
And I actually, Michael, have the phone number if those that don't have a computer, not that they might be listening if they don't have a computer, but the call-in number to just listen to the show is 641-793-8319,
I believe. Again, this is to listen
I
only.
I haven't memorized it yet.
To listen
it's
only.
641. Hold on.
It's 793, you're right.
793-8319. I'm 99.9%
I'm
sure
looking at it.
That
and that's
correct.
Posted as well
it
on our
correct.
Website. So if you go to our website, it's all there.
I put it in my phone today. I had to replace the other one, so I'm trying to memorize it. So
if you want to listen to the show, if you are Chicago, Philadelphia, and wherever you are, if you want to listen to the show, and if you don't want to go on the internet, you can listen on the phone. You could by the way, you could also go on the app TuneIn Radio. That's TuneIn Radio for radio station WOKB 1680. And you can listen as well on the TAP app if you have an app on your phone.
And Amazon Echo and Dot and the Victor Reader Stream. And there's we are out there.
Okay. So, Lynn, did you want to do something before I go to my trivia, Lynn?
Well, I will permit you to change my show clock and do the trivia now.
Oh, my goodness. She's letting me do something.
I'm going to read a couple of PSAs for Lighthouse Central Florida.
So while we're doing the song.
And I have PSAs from
it. I'm sure you
do. Okay. this is our first trivia. I don't know if you're going to get this guy, but let me just tell you a little brief thing. He sang this song. This was his first song that ever did on television. This is his first song that ever did on television. It became a hit. And he's had many, many, many hits after this.
And Sheila decided that Patty, this was an artist that Patty loved.
Okay.
That's why we're playing him.
Let's go. No, this is not it.
No, that's not it.
Wrong one.
Back up. Rewind.
That's a different one. That's trivia two. That's true. That's it.
A teenager's romance is fickle or true. A teenager's romance is red hot or blue. You're either in misery.
What's going on, Chris?
Or high on a crest.
Not too good.
It must be a faulty recording. It's not
that
us.
That song is so old, that's why.
You think?
Yeah.
It's on one of the 45s, that recording on in YouTube, and it's skipping.
You play it again? It might have been too short for anybody to hear.
Find a better one.
All right. In the meantime, let me tell everybody, don't forget, this Wednesday, October 11th, it's finally here, the 2017 Emerging Vision Breakfast, sponsored by the Lighthouse Central Florida. It is at the First Baptist Church of Orlando, 3000 South Jongyeon Parkway, and you have to get there at 8 o'clock in the morning. The program is from 8:30 to 9:30, and they will be celebrating Lighthouse's mission of empowerment and showcasing the stories of the amazing children, teens, and adults in their care. So it's kind of late, but if you're still interested in going, call Ilea Vasquez, 407-898-2483, extension 235.
Hey, play it louder, Chris.
Is fickle or true?
It's not a good recording. We'll play it later.
Well, no, they heard enough of it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give you some clues. I'll give you a couple clues, okay? These clues will help you get it. And no cheating. No cheating. I'm talking to you. I know you sitting on that sofa.
Calling Sari.
Don't call in if you're cheating.
Siri, not Sari.
So,
Siri.
Very serious now.
You say potato, I say potato.
Right.
So let me tell you, I'll give you a couple clues. I normally don't give you these many clues, but because it's a bad. This is his first song they ever did on television. His parents That's a big key. His parents had a big television show.
I love that show. Didn't you love that show, Sheila? Yeah.
And he had
a lot of hits.
Yeah, me too.
He had a lot of hits. Oh, I'm going to give you the last one. This should make everybody
call.
Why
don't you just
tell him the answer? Yeah, just give him the answer.
I'm going to tell you another hit.
It was Leave It to Beaver.
Another one of my favorite, all-time favorite shows.
He had a famous brother, too.
Give him a chance to call in,
okay,
Michael.
407-894-1680.
Sheila.
You were going to say it. I know
it,
Sheila.
I thought you were forgetting.
No, I didn't forget. I just hesitated.
Sheila, you said you had some PSAs to do.
Yes, I do.
So PSA away.
All right, PSA while we're waiting for a winner. Friday, the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, National Federation of Central Florida, Lighthouse of Central Florida, and anyone else that wishes to join us is doing the White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Day Walk in recognition of National White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Day, which is October 15th. It's Friday the 13th at 10 o'clock at 445 South Magnolia Avenue, Orlando, at the Dr. Phillips Senef Art Plaza. And we will have 50-50 water, proclamations read. We will have street crossings. And please, sighted or visually impaired, come out and join us at 10 o'clock. If you're using access links, we probably will be done by 11:30. And then on yesterday we had our meeting for Greater Orlando Council of the Blind. We have a slate of officers, and I am the president-elect of GOCB. I'm not so sure about that.
You had to give yourself a pat on the back.
November 11th will be our meeting because we have to move it from the first Saturday. So November 11th is our meeting. Anyone that wishes to get more information about GOCB can email Lynn at michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org and get my phone number. It is our pizza meeting and election. If you're not a member, you cannot vote. And then
they come for pizza if they're not a member?
Well,
can they stop and have some pizza?
We don't like that, but you know.
What if they just want to stop
anyway,
and have some pizza?
October 18th, next Wednesday, a week from Wednesday, we have our Dine and Donate, and Osla will be performing, and on her breaks, Dave Hillenbrandt will
be
performing.
There you go.
So Sheila, I'm glad you read that the event for the 13th. Now I don't have to read it. Thank you.
And by the way, if any one of you out there,
we have some callers,
if you have any PSAs, you're more than welcome to call in. Write to us and let us know. If you don't want to call, just write to Lynn. Lynn, we will then do it on the air like Sheila just did. So if you have any PSAs, if your organization has anything to say, this show is for you.
Right.
Who's on the line?
I have a stack of PSAs here. Well, let's take them in order. First, we have, I'll tell you who it is, who they are, and then we'll go ahead. The first one, we have Leo calling to say hi, and then we have our good friend Betty Shop calling in from New Jersey.
Oh, goody.
And she knows the answer to the trivia.
Okay.
Let's take Leo first.
Take Leo. Leo!
Oh.
Leo, how you doing,
hi, Leo?
Leo.
It's kind of, how y'all doing? How you doing, Mr. Golder and Miss Lynn?
I'm
fine. How are you doing?
Wait, I'm sorry. How come it's Mr. Golder and Miss Lynn?
Well, what would it be, Mr.
Michael. It's Mr. Golder and you, Miss Lynn.
You can discuss that in 2 weeks.
So what do you have to say for yourself, Leo?
How you doing, buddy?
Well, the funny thing is, I'm listening to the radio show and through the online, and the funny thing is, it's like, it's being, so I have the laptop, and I have my phone, and it's like there's a delay first.
Yeah.
That right, always
so
is.
I always hear you, what you're saying, and then I hear what everything else is happening out. But I kind of like the song. And I was wondering if you could tell me what the name of the song was so I can actually have it on, you know, repeat at my home.
Okay, which song? But after
the
somebody
song?
Guesses.
The trivia song?
Yeah.
I'll tell you after somebody gets it. If you listen, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
And just so everybody knows, this is Leo, who is the co-host of the kids show. Blind to be on radio show for kids.
Thanks for calling in, Leo.
Thank you, buddy.
And
thanks
we're happy
for listening.
Listening. Say hi to your parents.
Yes.
They're doing fine.
Okay.
We're in the house right now. We just finished eating dinner, so.
All right.
It's pretty chill right now.
Okay. Good. Well, thanks
we'll
for calling
soon,
in, Leo. Let's hear
you.
From Betty.
Wait. Let me make a correction. I'm sorry. I was looking at the paper.
Yes.
And I typed in Betty's name is Marilyn Klein.
Oh.
That's on the phone line. So
that's Betty.
I'm sorry. That was my apology.
I thought Betty was feeling really great and was calling in.
So we got another good people out
right.
there.
It's not Betty. I'm sorry.
Philadelphia, Marilyn.
Because me and Marilyn was talking earlier. Hey, Marilyn, you there?
Marilyn?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Marilyn.
That's from Philadelphia,
Hi.
Right, Marilyn?
Right.
You're Marilyn from Philadelphia.
And
yeah.
It's called A Teenage Romance by Rick Nelson.
How'd you know that? How'd you know that? Did you cheat?
No, she doesn't cheat.
You don't cheat? You know that? That's who it was?
Oh, why is it? Yes.
Okay, because that's a hard one.
But why is the... Oh.
What? What are you going to say?
He's just kidding, Mary.
Busy. Okay.
Oh.
Well, so you just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. So now you get a bunch of whole donuts. Donut time. At Marilyn in Philadelphia.
What's new in Philadelphia, Marilyn?
Oh, nothing much, nothing unfortunately.
Much.
But
well, so no news is good news.
You gave a new number to listen to the show, so the old number isn't good anymore.
No.
Well, it's
going to
be eliminated very soon, so we're working on it. That's instead of 518. That's not the call in when you just called in. The 518 number is to listen only. Listen only.
We'll say it throughout the show, and if you have a recorder, maybe you can record.
How
the
are
number.
You listening to the show in Philadelphia?
On the phone.
Which one? The 518?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the new number that replaces that.
Okay. I will get my Fleet and Cyrus out when
there you go. Okay, you get it ready, and we'll tell you the number.
Now,
again
wait,
a
now,
bit.
Marilyn, I know we talked earlier. Remember, you want to change that 4 to a 5 in that number that you called me about, okay?
Yeah, but I won't be using that number anymore.
That's right.
Right. But for the time being, it still works for now. But we're going to repeat the other number throughout the show, so just listen for that number, and we'll give you that number as well, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Marilyn. YouTheBomb.com.
Okay. Congratulations,
and we have
Marilyn.
Do you have her address? Get her address. We can send her the $10 gift card.
Okay, Marilyn. Hold on one moment, all right?
Off the
Thanks
air.
Thanks for calling. Okie dokie.
So anyway, as Leo wanted the name, that was Ricky Nelson. That was his first song he ever made. And he did that on his father introduced him on the show was called Ozzy and Harriet.
Yeah,
and that was a good show,
okay,
Ozzy and Harriet. And it was, you can hear the... you can hear, Chris, say it off the air.
He's on the phone.
We don't want to bring up her
Listen,
address.
Anyway,
the name of this Ricky Nelson song was called A Teenager's Romance, Leo. A Teenager's Romance.
I have another PSA, and then I figure when we come back from the break, Sheila, then we'll talk about what we wanted to talk about today, with the October being Disability Awareness Month and Blind Awareness Month. So we have things to talk about. But I would like to just throw this out there. Speaking of Sharon Jo Fanazzo, she...
19919.
Oh. Wait, don't give her address. Chris.
Oh, 19.
Chris, wait. You can hear you.
Okay.
This is crazy tonight.
Chris. Okay, we don't want to give her address. So thousands of people hear her address. She'll get a bunch of people.
I'm sorry, I got you now.
Comedy of errors.
All right.
Okay, Sheila,
well,
you're on.
Well, I wanted to just throw this PSA out.
It's
break.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more chaos coming up.
What is this tonight?
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool. Board games like Monopoly and checkers. TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal. Casino games such as Blackjack, Roulette, and Bingo. You need to check out BlindfoldGames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at BlindfoldGames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show to receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
Logan Tech, the makers of the 6-dot Braille label maker, the only electronic take-anywhere Braille label maker that produces crisp, clear Braille that strikes, scores, and cuts in seconds. It has exploded on the global market because it just makes sense. Now you can label groceries right in the grocery store. Do you have 1,000 CDs to label? No problem. It takes the chore out of the chore with large, soft, 6-dot Braille buttons. Logan Tech also makes the Braille Coach, the take-anywhere Braille teacher that is completely customizable. Are you ready to learn Braille or improve your skills? The Braille Coach will help you get there. With CARE Credit, HSA, and other funding options, it's as easy as ever to get yours. Visit us at LoganTech.com or call 866-962-0966 to learn about our whole family of devices and products built right in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Don't forget our special offer, $50 off any device over $500 and $50 off an additional free box of label tape valued at $34.99 with any 6-dot Braille label maker purchase. Visit us at our website at LoganTech.com. What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Great. Go, go, go. We're back on the air. That's right. We are back on the air. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. I'm your host, and I've got two, and I mean two, beautiful women.
Beautiful.
Wish
what?
I could see them. I said two beautiful women. Women.
Oh, women.
I wasn't sure what he said.
Did you all hear me?
No.
Was I bumbling?
Beautiful. I think so.
No, you're making it up. Right. Lynn Golder to my right, Sheila Young to my left, and I think the fellow, Chris Shaw, is in front of me, right?
Yeah, he's
right
there.
Kind of, sort of.
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. Michael.
Was I mumbling?
No, that was me mumbling.
Okay.
Mumbling and rumbling and jumbling and
listening to the Blind
and Beyond radio show.
And call in at 407-894-1680.
Wow, we got
it. All right, you okay. two, be quiet. Right. I have to read this Low Vision Expo PSA.
Okay.
All right, serious
yes, ma'am.
Stuff here. Yeah. I just want to remind everybody on the west coast of Florida, there will be the Low Vision Expo in celebration of White Cane Safety Day. Join the Pinellas Council of the Blind. Let's see where it is. In the 2017 White Cane Safety Walk, starting and ending at Evans Hall. That is October 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Evans Hall Chapel on the Hill at 12601 Park Boulevard in Seminole, Florida. They will have talking about White Cane Safety Day. They will have exhibitors with the latest vision magnification equipment, latest access technology and demonstrations, services to enhance independence, talking book demonstrations, AutoMark voter assist terminal demonstrations, and, of course, the guide dogs will be there as well. So that sounds like a fun and informative
They didn't
event.
Even invite me to come over
they
there.
They didn't? Well.
No.
I don't know.
I'm really hurt.
Do you want their numbers so you can complain to them?
I think I have their number.
Okay. All right, Sheila. You're on.
All right. We decided this is not only Blindness Awareness Month, but this is Disability Awareness Month. So I did some research of famous persons with disabilities, and I don't know if all of you know this, but the gentleman that created Pokemon, and I can't pronounce his name, but anyway, he has Asperger's, and of course, everyone knows that Helen Keller was the first deafblind person to achieve a college degree, which I didn't know. I didn't know she was the first deafblind woman to, or person, period, to get a college degree. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt had polio, which my mother suffered from polio, so that's really near and dear to my heart. He's the only president that served three terms in office. And he would not even get up in public because he didn't want the constituents to know that he was suffering. So he would not get up and try to walk because he couldn't. And Marlee Matlin is an actress who is deaf. And she was won an Academy Award for Children of a Lesser God in the movie.
She's been on a few movies.
She's been in a lot.
She's Law and Order. And
right.
Yes.
I've seen
yes.
it on Michael's show that he yep. watches.
Yes. And Thomas Edison.
That's very interesting.
Did not read until he was 12 years old and was deaf. And Albert Einstein had a learning disability. And so this is some of the stuff I was able to research, and I was like, wow, this is really interesting.
It's really
so,
something.
Yeah.
They yeah. have
and, of course,
challenges.
Stevie Wonder. We all know about
right.
Stevie Wonder.
Right.
He started performing at the age of 11.
That's amazing.
His first hit at 12.
So, Michael and Sheila, we have a first-time caller on the air that would like to say hello. Let's welcome Tracy from Orlando.
Tracy from Orlando.
Oh, my gosh.
Tracy?
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Good.
Are you still in St. Pete?
Yes.
Well, this is my dear, dear friend.
What do you say? You have a friend?
I do.
Oh, my goodness. That's exciting. You have a friend.
She calls me Mama Sheila.
Oh, okay.
So, how you doing, babe?
Good.
Are you feeling okay today?
I'm doing a little better.
You're doing a little better. Good.
Are you enjoying the show, Tracy?
Yes, it's really good.
Good. A little chaotic today, but we're glad
Did you ever hear the
good.
Show before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, keep on listening.
Well, she's heard of the show because mm-hmm. her mom knows about the show. Her mom and I work together.
Oh.
So, All right, honey, we'll get better and come home.
Yeah, thanks you. Thank you for calling in.
I will.
Thank you, Tracy.
Love you.
Can we go trivia?
Thank you, everybody. Love you, bye. Mama Sheila.
Love you too, dear.
Can we go to Sheila? Can we go to trivia?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Tracy.
Bye-bye.
Let me see what time it is, 7:44. That's fine.
Okay. Trivia time. Now you can do the song you started before. 407-894-1680.
One of my recordings. Take it from my live album.
What's that noise in there?
The name of the song is Fingertips.
What are we playing here?
Yeah.
Now did you say Stevie Wonder?
No, I didn't say Stevie
Wonder. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
The trivia song.
Everybody.
That was Fingertips, yes. The first song. I'm sorry. Okay.
Trivia number one.
I'm all over the place.
I am so glad that you're just as nutty as we are tonight. There's something in the air here. And Pittsburgh.
Deep in the heart of Texas. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. If you don't know the song, slap yourself in the head. All the cats on a dance. Sweet little 16. Sweet little 16. She just got to have about a half a million. Famed autograph. Okay, if you don't know who's singing the song, I want you to go in the other room. Well, you don't have to go in the other room. You can sit there on the sofa and smack yourself in the head because this guy's been around for so long. Anyway,
but 407. But we might have young people listening.
That's right.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, not everybody.
Not everybody knows this guy. I keep telling Michael.
Not everybody.
Well, let's put it this way. Most people.
Well, no.
Come on. Who don't know Fats Domino?
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Let me put it this way, Sheila Young.
Yes, Mr. Michael Golder.
If they've been around since, let's just say, the 80s, they all know the song.
But Michael.
And since the 80s, if they don't know it, they might have seen him on television. Well,
I hope we have young people listening.
We better have young people.
I hope so, because when we're dead and gone, somebody's got to carry on.
Well, we done had three callers from three young people thus far.
That's right. Thank you, Chris.
Hey, everybody, listen up. We're having fun, but I want to tell you something a little serious. I got word from a little birdie out there in Arkansas that the IFB Solutions has job openings and they need you. They have immediate job openings, as a matter of fact, for individuals who are legally blind. If you know how, well, even if you don't know how, they'll train you. They have a job opening for sewing machine operators. Positions are available immediately. No experience required.
They will even move you there.
No, I didn't get there yet, but this is really cool. Following successful assessment of sewing aptitude, they'll do a background check, a drug test, so what, and they will train you to do the job. For a limited time, they are offering relocation assistance for qualifying applicants. And wait, just listen to this. Company benefits, paid holidays, personal time off, health, dental, and vision benefits, term life insurance. I don't know what a 403B is, but retirement plan and profit sharing. And then you have a full-time schedule. If you would like more information, call Tony Fraser. And here's the number. Ready? 501-562-2222. 501-562-2222, option 7.
How many days they give you on vacation?
I don't know, but you work Friday, Monday to Friday, 6:30 in the morning till only 3 p.m. You have to get there early, but you're done early.
You know what? I'm looking for a job. I can get 365 days on vacation.
Is this amazing or what?
What do you think about that, Sheila?
That's awesome.
365 days.
I would love those hours because I'm an early person, so I would be happy with that. But
they are.
Is it in Little Rock?
I was just going to tell you. This is IFB Solutions in Little Rock, Arkansas. Yeah. But this still, I mean,
that's really good.
They help you relocate.
Yeah.
And they'll train you to use the sewing machine.
Yeah, that's
so people
really
out
good.
There that are crying, you don't have a job. And, you know, if you don't have any commitment to a connect, you know, commitment that you must stay living where you're at, you know, just
anybody call
move.
In for trivia yet?
Yeah. No, not yet. Oh, here comes one. Yes.
407-894-1680. Everybody and their brothers and cousins should know who's singing that song.
Well, how about Tanya from Orlando?
Tanya. From Orlando?
Tanya.
Tanya?
Tanya.
Are you Tanya or Tanya?
I'm Tanya. Sheila should know.
She does.
Said that.
I just got corrected.
So your name is Tanya?
She needs to
Tanya. No.
What is it?
She needs to turn down her radio.
What is your name?
Do you know your name? Do you know your name?
Tanya, turn down.
Yes, sir, I know my name.
Turn down your radio or move away from it, honey.
Okay, so now tell
echoing.
Me. Since you know your name,
I can't hear the volume at all now.
Okay. So tell me this: if you know your name, what's your first name?
Tanya.
What?
Tanya.
Yes, she's called many times. Michael.
Okay. Where are you from?
Orlando.
I'm from Winter Park, technically.
Technically, okay.
So you know.
So now
yes,
we have
sir.
Somebody
that's
from
where
Winter
I live,
Park.
But I'm not from here.
Oh, where are you from originally?
North Carolina.
Oh, you're at Southern Belle.
And Virginia Beach.
Yes.
Okay. So.
And Virginia Beach.
Okay. So let me ask you a question, Tanya. I did that on purpose.
Ask me.
I did that on purpose, Tanya. So, question.
You did good.
I'm going to slap
him. So, tell me this. Who's singing the song?
It sounds like a really early, young Chuck Berry.
It is. Chuck Berry.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
You just won yourself $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
All right. We're going to lunch.
Sonny's Barbecue. That's the place to go. When you're in Orlando, you want to go to Sonny's Barbecue. They got the ribs. They got
chicken.
They got everything. I love their salad.
Oh, barbecue. I know. I've been there. I was telling my niece that when Gary was advertising it before, that I really, every time he advertises it, my mouth waters.
Yeah, well. They got that garlic toast, right?
He says a garlic toast.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. But they got good food, yep.
Well, you're not going without me.
They got ribs. Those ribs, all you can eat, $14.95, all you can eat those ribs. People are eating those ribs.
Well, we're glad you called.
I hear you.
Congratulations.
Okay, $10. Take the address off.
Can I add something?
What would you like?
I would like to add that on Friday, I am planning to attend the White Cane Day Walk. And I'm fully excited. And I'm doing this in honor of helping the blind and visually impaired to be able to get better awareness out to the community of what's going on with them.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's very nice, Tanya.
I have another question. You ready for this?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Being that you are sighted, which I'm happy that you are, why do you like our show? Well, I guess you like the show because
I like your show. Well, I can't say because Sheila's my best friend because that would really blow it. No, I even listen to it when she's not on.
Okay.
But it's because it informs me of things that I've never known. Even though Sheila and I have been friends for years, I have learned a great deal from listening to this program.
Is that right?
And it's very enlightening and it's very rewarding. I just really enjoy it.
We appreciate that means we accomplished our goal, which is to be a fun and informative show for both the blind and the
sighted. Well, you're definitely fun.
A little off the charts, right? Thank you, Tanya.
Tanya, hold on one moment, all right? Don't hang up.
We send you the $10
gift card. I can do it.
Yep. Tanya, we're going to break.
Tanya and I went to high school together.
Is that right? We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. And don't forget Sonny's Barbecue.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aids is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Do you realize that in only a few years, you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignedforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4ALL.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. If you want to call in, which I hope you do, you can call in, say you're listening. Maybe you got something to say. 407-894-1680.
Oh, we need to give 407-894-1680.
Well, you can give it out now.
641.
This is to listen only.
793-8319.
641-793-8319.
Correct.
Okay.
And listen, folks, wherever you are in this country, listen to the show. If your organization is having something, you want the rest of us to know about it or anybody else to know about it, call in or write to us, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Or you can call in and tell Lynn and we'll put you on and she'll write about it. It's up to you, folks. Keep on sitting on your end and your fingers aren't moving on the dial to call in. That's your fault.
I continue and I will continue to schedule guests and our co-host and everybody to come in and participate, but we also would like you out there sitting there to participate. I just wanted to tell everybody that after the break, you come back from the second hour, besides trivia, we have a very special guest calling in. We have Kim Charlson, who is the ACB president and director of the Perkins Braille and Talking Book Library, calling in. And we also have a guest caller, Matt Baker, who is the national sales director for Polara Enterprises, calling in to tell us about the Polara Navigator Accessible Pedestrian Signal.
Thank you for saying that correctly.
Well, that's what they want us to say.
Yes, that's what they're called.
It's called the Polara Navigator APS.
Yes, and we actually, the corner that we're going to be doing our walk at on Friday has the Polara accessible signals.
They want a lot more signals.
Everybody in the country to call your engineering department in your local town and request Polara Navigator APS. It's for your benefit. So how long have they had it in Orlando? Do you know, Sheila?
Oh, yeah. They
long time?
Yeah. We've got one right outside of school.
Polara?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
But listen, folks, just so you'll know, Polara doesn't charge you. Just want to know. It's freebie. You got it? So you folks out there,
have to speak up, though, and request it.
You have to speak up. You have to call your town and ask for the engineering department and ask for a Polara Navigator. That's how it happens. So wherever you are, if you're in Philly, if you're in Chicago, if you're in New Orleans, if you're in Birmingham, Alabama, wherever you are, or if you're even if you're in Orlando and they got one or two streets, maybe one another street near your house to help you cross the street, if you don't open your mouth, it won't happen.
All you have to do is just, I would imagine, just call information and ask for your local traffic engineering department in your city. And
actually, if you just call your commissioner.
Yeah, but if...
No, they want to call the...
I understand that, but if you call the commissioner and you tell them
phone number,
this is what I want, this is the intersection I want.
Yes, darling, except one thing. They told us that we should tell them to ask for the
traffic engineering
department. The traffic engineering. That's what
they
want.
Yeah. I know, but that's not easy.
So you're saying, Sheila, you can actually request a specific location anywhere in the country?
Yeah.
I mean, this intersection is what I want.
They want people to call them because that's the first thing they always say to people. I don't know about it. Nobody's calling me about it. So if you're blind or if you're visually impaired and you call in, they'll put in. But they're not going to put in something near your house.
If nobody's asking for it.
You got to ask for it. That's the problem with a lot of people that are visually impaired. No, take that back. It's not just visually impaired. It's anybody. If you're sighted, if you're visually impaired, or you're blind, when you are sitting there, you want something to happen. You have to speak up. That means you have to dial the number. That means you have to open your mouth and talk.
The resources. You have to ask questions. Not everyone knows how to find resources.
That's secondary. Yeah, because primary is you want to do it in the first place. We're going to break. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Oh.